St. Petersburg City Council celebrated and congratulated outgoing Mayor Rick Baker with awards, the key to the city, and high praise. Baker led St. Petersburg for almost 9 years until term limits forced him out of office. Baker focused on revitalizing downtown, improving Midtown, lowering the crime rate, and keeping the city's finances on sound footing despite a deep economic recession.
And whereas Mayor Rick Baker will long be remembered as we embrace yet another great day in St. Petersburg. Now, I therefore, Jeff Danner, Chair, along with members of the St. Petersburg City Council, do hereby proclaim Saturday, January 2nd, 2010, Mayor Rick Baker Day. And along with this proclamation, Mayor Baker is awarded a key to the city, St. Petersburg's highest honor. We now urge all the residents to join us in applauding this distinguished ambassador of municipal government.
It's been rumored for months that Rick Baker has his sights set on the job of president of St. Petersburg College, even though he does not have a PhD or college administration experience.
Well, I've got a lot of options I'm looking at right now. Probably the most public one is I've applied for the president job at St. Petersburg College, and that we're going through a process right now of a selection process through. They have an advisory committee and then a board, and that'll happen over the course of the next probably month to 6 weeks.
Incoming Mayor Bill Foster faces a myriad of challenges and contentious issues. Among them, St. Petersburg is mired in recession and joblessness. He must also deal with panhandlers and the homeless. Plus, awaiting him is a proposed controversial digital billboard agreement penned by former Mayor Baker and Clear Channel Communications.
Well, right now I haven't taken a stand. I think that Mayor Baker and Clear Channel billboard group, they've talked about it, they've tried to negotiate something, and we'll take a look at that. The national study, I think, has to come out. I need to really look at the nitty-gritties of the details of the negotiations.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm colorblind, so I don't see things the way normal people do. That being said, brightness is an issue. The way the ads flip is always an issue. So we'll look. I mean, there are benefits of trading in 100 for 10, yes. But they're also more of a nuisance. I personally don't like them, okay. So we'll have to see.
One of the more troubling issues Mayor Foster faces will be Baywalk. The retail center has struggled to survive in spite of broad support and concessions from the city of St. Petersburg.
I mean, that's something that Mayor Baker and this council did. They finished strong. They have taken care of some issues in the parking garage with lighting, security. We have the mounted police that patrol out there. We have the pedestrian corridors that are free. So I think that they're working better with Simonelli. I think once we get a few months under our belt of having a great public safety perception, I think that we can attract tenants, and I'm working with tenants now to make sure that they know that we're committed to public safety, not only of the shopkeeper, but of the patron. So we'll get them in.
Foster also talked about his plan to use video cameras in high crime areas of St. Petersburg.
There's some grant monies that are available for things like this. I'd like to see some type of security monitoring for Williams Park and some of our other parks. Not a Big Brother style, but just to make sure that our officers have access to eyes and ears when they're not there, and access from a distance. So I think there's some things we can do. Hot spots in neighborhoods, we'll have to continue to work with the city council, the neighborhoods, to see that it's something that the people want. I've got people ready to install them, so
Great. Hopefully
we can do a lot better in public safety.
With his right hand raised, his left on the Bible, and his mother by his side, openly gay council member Steve Cornell made St. Petersburg history as he was sworn into office. He ran on a platform that included safer neighborhoods, retaining and attracting jobs, and improved education for children.
And when I was on the campaign trail, there was one thing that I would open my speech with, and I'll share that with you, and then I'm going to, as my closing today, I said, you know, every parent and grandparent wants a better life for their kids, And for 23 years, I've worked to make that happen. And as your councilman, I'm going to continue to work to make that happen. One of the ways we're going to do that is by diversifying our economy, bringing in jobs. I was fortunate to be able to attend the SRI opening. And that's the kind of development that we're going to bring into our city. I look forward to working with Mayor Foster. I look forward to working with my council colleagues who are amazing and do amazing work. And thank you all so much for electing me to this office, and I'm proud to serve as your councilman.
Cornell has vast support in the gay and lesbian community. Watermark Magazine, a statewide LGBT publication, named Steve Cornell's historic election one of the top Tampa Bay stories of 2009. For more information, go to WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Tom Bauer.